Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all, it's Tuesday, April 15th, 2025. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening inside the district. Last night, John Proctor is the Villain officially opened at the Booth Theater. Kimberly Bellflower's new play flips the script on Arthur Miller's The Crucible and centers on a group of high school students' interpretation of the play as they study it in their English class. The ensemble cast is led by Stranger Things star Sadie Sink as Shelby Holcomb. Reviews were largely positive, including that from New York Times chief theater critic Jesse Green, who gave the show a Critics' Pick designation, calling it a vital new play in a thrilling production. It is hilarious, often ecstatic, and highly accessible. Bellflower borrows but reframes the idea of a crucible as the kind of hothouse you might find in any high school, and in ways that feel perfectly natural, her girls fall into paroxysms of laughter, screaming, and wild dance that could well look like witchiness. John Proctor is the Villain runs on Broadway through July 6th. And finally, today, the latest Broadway grosses were just published for the week ending Sunday, April 13th. With more schools on spring break, Broadway's overall gross shot back up by 4% last week to $44,162,127. Notably, Good Night and Good Luck once again broke its own single-week record for highest-grossing play of all time, making $3,784,200 the week after its official opening, selling out the Winter Garden Theater. George Clooney stars in the new play, marking his Broadway debut. It runs until June 8th. The new musical Dead Outlaw, the final production to start up in the 2024-25 season, played its first preview on Saturday night at the Longacre, grossing $106,438 for that performance. Opening night is April 27th. O Mary welcomed back its entire original cast, including creator Cole Escola. Sold-out audiences at the Lyceum responded in kind. The play made $1,093,183. And Moulin Rouge said goodbye to cast member John Cardoza on Sunday after playing Christian for 6 months on the show's national tour and six more on Broadway. It made $1,095,544 at the Al Hirschfeld last week. Jordan Fisher begins as Christian this evening. Of the 40 shows running on Broadway last week, 28 of them played to at least 90% capacity audiences, including 7 sellouts. And that's Inside the District for today. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.